Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Drops the guys out. Perfect pass dodge. 20 consecutive completions. Something that hasn't been done by a Green Bay quarterback since Brett Favre in 2007. Jordan Love doing it tonight in front of Aaron Rodgers.
What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome back inside Wisconsin Sports on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Trevor Thomas, Josh Albrecht, and joining us now, as he does every Monday and Friday at 8:20. Looks a little different today. We're going to have some questions about that.
Put me in, coach.
He's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. You got to go on the YouTube channel right now. YouTube.com/@WI Sports Radio, or just type in Inside Wisconsin Sports. That, we think, is Andy Herman. Somewhere underneath Victory Monday Franklin Packers helmet.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, good dub, Andy. Good dub.
How you guys doing? This is fantastic. I don't know how I never did this on my own show. I didn't even think about it until this morning. I don't know what way is up right now. I didn't get to bed till 5:30 in the morning.
No, let's go.
Talk to you guys, and I'm gonna go right back to bed right after. So okay, this is a great victory helmet Monday, and I don't know which way is up right now.
Oh, that's a thing going forward. Andy Herman victory helmet Monday. That's a thing.
Yep,
that's a thing.
Oh my gosh.
I love that you feel that pain as well. My watch when I got up this morning was like, "You sure?" I don't know. I think you should probably stay in bed for a little bit. All right, man. That game was everything we hoped for and more. Break down what it looked like through your eyes of a guy that knows the pack like you do. I mean, how much more could we have asked for last night?
No, super enjoyable win, no question about it. It was such an interesting juxtaposition between the first half and the second half. I mean, from a first half standpoint, I don't know what more they could have probably done wrong. I thought Jordan was still really good in the first half, had a few unfortunate drops that, you know, sort of stalled out some drives. But outside of that, you had a situation where the run defense, I thought, was about as bad as it had been in that first half all season long. Keyshawn Nixon was getting picked on to oblivion in the first half. You had so that hurt the pass defense, of course. They couldn't generate turnovers again. Special teams abysmal, including almost a muff punt and a couple penalties and two missed field goals in there. You had an offense that, again, had some drop passes. The run game couldn't get going at all. In all phases, they just looked like they weren't quite ready to play that caliber of a game in the first half. And then basically it felt like the pep talk in the second or at halftime was just do the exact opposite in the second half. And that's what they did. And they just came out and absolutely annihilated Pittsburgh. I will say, you know, to the defensive Green Bay's defense in the first half, up until that, the one touchdown drive, really their main touchdown drive of the game, other than garbage time, they did a great job of holding them to field goals. And a lot of times, if you don't put the point production on the board when you are controlling the game, it's usually going to come back to haunt you. It certainly did for Pittsburgh yesterday. And Green Bay just came out on absolute fire in the second half, actually playing complimentary football. And for the questions that people wanted to ask of like, well, I wonder what this team looks like if they actually just didn't make mistakes and like came out guns a-blazing. But we saw it in the second half, and it was really, really fun.
So, Andy, we've been talking all season long about this team's identity, and I know that Jordan was even asked about it a little bit, and he talked about just, I think, everyone's wanting to see consistency from the Packers, and that was, you know, what they saw in the second half. Do you, after seeing this game, because I think we all agree the Steelers, you know, 5-2 coming into the game, were a good team. Do you agree that this team is playing to their competition? And when they're playing a good team, they're continuing to do that. And we saw that last night.
I think to an extent, I don't think they certainly played their best brand of football against teams like Cleveland, Dallas, Cincinnati, Arizona, etc. I think some of those teams have put together some pretty impressive performances that you can understand why to some extent, maybe outside of Cleveland. But it certainly feels like when they've, I'll put it this way. In have to have it moments, in huge moments of the game, they've shown that they're more than capable. Do I think they need to be more consistent throughout four quarters of the game? Absolutely. I think Matt Schneidman tweeted out they've averaged 7.7 points in the first half over their last three games. If they do that in the playoffs and they come out and they put up 7 points in the first half, it's probably going to get them beat. So they have to figure out a way to be better to start in open games. At the same time, this team has been insanely clutch all season long when they had to have had it, including, I know, against Cleveland, they ended up with the blocked field goal, but the offense marches down into easy field goal range to kick a game-winning field goal. It's unfortunate it didn't get converted. In the Dallas game, have to have it drives in the second half again and again, including that final drive right before overtime where they had to get 3 points. They got it, and then they had to get at least 3 points again after the Cowboys scored three to open overtime. They did it then. Even in the Washington game, when Washington finally cut it to, I think, 6 or 7 points, they immediately go down and score a touchdown. We saw against Arizona, and in this game, had to have it drives. They went down and got it. So I just think they've been really, really clutch, but I think we're still waiting for a full sort of four-quarter performance outside of maybe Detroit, which was really, really good all game long.
You were on the Twitter last night talking as much about the performance of Jordan Love as anybody else, including 20 consecutive passes, which is something you shared at Andy Herman NFL, that Aaron Rodgers never did. What type of performance did you expect from Jordan Love, and what did you expect from Aaron Rodgers, and did you get what you were looking for?
Yeah, I'll start with Aaron. I feel like for the Packers fans out there that wanted the Packers to win but wanted to see Aaron go out and have a good game, I feel like this is about as perfect of a scenario as you could have asked for. 24 of 36, 219 yards, two touchdowns, a 101 rating, took three sacks, had no turnovers. That's about exactly what you want of, like, I hope Aaron plays well, but the Packers go out and win. You kind of got the best of both worlds there, where Aaron had a really nice performance, but the shining star was still Jordan Love.
Love which it is again, said that, by the way. God.
Oh, yeah. It got Aaron him so pissed. Well.
I want Aaron to play well, which means our defense is going to suck, but I want the Packers to win.
Yeah, I'm more of like, hey, if you want Aaron to play well, he's got 16 other games in the regular season to go play well. I'm more in that boat. But for those who still wanted to see maybe both quarterbacks go back and forth, and certainly from
or
an
no
NFL
interceptions team, from Aaron Rodgers, so that up. You want a steak dinner. Yeah, shut I mean, up. There are a few things that could have happened. Yeah.
That too. Or again, just again, for an NFL fan that wanted to see this game kind of go back and forth and see some shining moments from both of these guys, they certainly got it. But again, Jordan Love, the shining star of this game. 20 consecutive completions, 350 plus yards, three touchdowns, no turnovers, zero sacks. Per OptiStats, that's the first time a quarterback has done that in NFL history. That exact stat line or better.
Is that good?
Which is pretty, yeah, that seems good. Jordan Love completed 13 of 17 passes against man coverage for 232 yards and three touchdowns, the most yards versus man-to-man coverage in a game this season. The 20 consecutive completions had a 0.1% chance of completing all 20 of those based on the difficulty of each pass per Next Gen Stats. He also now has generated a plus 16.3 EPA across his dropbacks in the game, his third most in a game in his career, and is now second in the NFL in EPA per dropback this season for all quarterbacks. He was phenomenal. And yes, I did expect Jordan to play well in this one. However, what I will say is, we've seen Jordan have the propensity to have that one play where you're like, I'm not sure about that decision. And Pittsburgh's really good at making you pay for that decision. And Jordan just never even gave him a real opportunity to turn over the ball in this one, which I thought was really, really impressive and just showed again another step in his growth as a quarterback.
There was one time they did, and it just happened to fall into Tucker Kraft's hands, and then he ran for another 18 yards
was
afterwards.
Was that in the 2 minute at the end of the first half? Did that fall in the 2 minute?
No, that was the opening drive of the third quarter, and okay. They're still down by 9 at that point. And you're talking about the lollipop one where he yep. gets hit and it goes up. Yeah, so it's the opening drive of the third quarter for okay. Green Bay. And what I will say about this is I think, A, he saw Tucker one-on-one and the DB's back turned. And I kind of don't mind the decision in that situation. Also, you can tell the hit absolutely altered the throw, where I think that would have been a little bit more on the money and with some purpose had it not been for the hit. I think just him taking the hit caused that to lollipop a little bit more, maybe even for the better, because Kraft just went up and got it and then ran for, 50 plus yards on that play, which I had as I was doing the podcast today for today. I had that as the play of the game. I thought it was a third down play at the opening drive of the third quarter for them. If they miss that, they go 3 and out. They're kicking away down, punting away down 9, giving the ball back to Pittsburgh, and who knows where the game goes from there.
Josh, I'm glad you brought that up, because there was that 2 minute right before the end of the first half where I had a gut feeling that this wasn't going to go well for Love. If there was ever a moment mm-hmm. where we were going to go, oh, good, like, this is where he cannot necessarily be dependent on, that would have been it. And it wasn't him that we didn't depend on. It was the kicker.
Yeah. Yeah. It ended up becoming all about the kickers in the first half, at least about the kicking game. And so, Andy, I was curious. I know both Trevor and I both tweeted out, like, okay, is this really going to come down to kicking? Is this going to be the narrative of this game? We have all week, more than a week of buildup about Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, and it's going to come down to, should we have started the substitute teacher over McManus? What were your thoughts seeing that, and what do you think happens, if anything, going forward with the kicking game for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, first of all, it was definitely a bit of a talking point, at least for me going into the game, because Boswell's so good, and you guys saw that yesterday. Yeah. He just doesn't miss, especially from that field. And it doesn't even seem to matter the distance either. So if you're coming down to like a game-winning field goal or just, again, making 50-plus yarders, we saw exactly what he was capable of. He was tremendous. And meanwhile, of course, McManus misses the first two. The first one short from 57. The second one just wide left from, 44, something like that. Those are huge points, especially in the first half. Had the opportunity, just like the Arizona game, to get that momentum right before halftime and just build a little bit of something. And when you miss that one, it's just like, oh, this could end up being a long day for Green Bay. It feels like maybe they had, one game too early of bringing McManus back. Who knows what happens in the other scenario? If Haversick kicks, maybe he misses both of them as well. Sure. We just will never know. But I still very much expect this to be Brandon McManus's job moving forward. You never quite know. Kicker's a fickle position. They do save salary cap space this year and next year if they move on from McManus. But I would be pretty surprised if they just decided to pull the plug on their veteran kicker that they just gave a big contract extension to go with a very unproven kicker, even though he's 6-7. I mean, most of those were extra points in 42, 44 under, and then he happened to hit a 61-yarder, which was awesome, but still in his career, didn't kick in 2024. In 2023, he was extremely up and down, basically didn't make anything, at least consistently, over 45. I would be surprised, but again, crazier things have certainly happened.
I would only be surprised if he was truly healthy. And I think that's what we were all left kind of pondering last night was, is McManus 100% healthy or not?
Yep, fair. But then I think the question is just not, do you move on from McManus and, go with Haversick as your kicker? It's just, do you give McManus this week off and then give Haversick this week, especially against Carolina at home? You're at home. You probably feel pretty comfortable in that game. Green Bay opened, I think, as 11.5-point favorite. So, yeah, that's an option this week, but I don't think the long-term decision is in question here.
So I tweeted this last night, and it has gotten some legs. And that is not my goal on Twitter, by the way. I just love the fan reaction until I get a troll, and then I hate everything. It says, right. Why does Tucker Kraft seems so open and dangerous this week, you ask? Two words. Christian Watson. Is that what you think? Because I called that last weekend, that I thought when he came back to have him, Golden, Dobbs, and Kraft all on the field at the exact same time was going to cause the defense to have to widen their coverage area, which was going to open up the tight end position.
Yeah, it certainly helps. First of all, I think I want to give credit to Tucker because he was awesome getting open on his own. But I do think Christian was amazing in this game. I don't know how you come back from an ACL, MCL injury like that and just look superhuman in your first game back. I mean, that's an absurd performance for somebody on his first game back. I also thought like 25 snaps maximum. He played 35. He played 35 and looked awesome. He had four catches for 80 plus yards, and the impact wasn't even felt fully in the box score. Some of it is what you're mentioning of taking attention off and just kind of bringing defenders with him down the field. And the other piece was his blocking outside, which was tremendous in this game as well. He's just such a team-oriented player. He brings so much to the table. And in a day where they were without Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks, for him to come back, play 35 plus snaps, Matthew Golden was a little bit banged up too. I just thought he was so good. And again, I can't fathom how you can be that good, that confident in your leg coming off of that injury. Now I understand why every time everyone was asked about how Christian Watson's doing, they got a big smile on their face and he's doing great. He's doing amazing. I see that now. He looked incredible. And that is a huge takeaway from yesterday's game.
So Andy, we also played the audio post game from both Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers in regards to the jersey swap, which did not happen. Right. Jordan Love went out there in the presser and said that, you know, their very short interaction after the game, he just said like, hey, good luck the rest of the year, stay healthy, and that we're going to end up doing the jersey swap at a later date. And he had a little smirk on his face. Then Aaron Rodgers was asked about it, and he's, you know, the reporter said, is that something you're willing to share? And he said, no, I'm not willing to share that. Your thoughts on that? And also, does this actually happen? Will we ever actually know if the jersey swap happens?
My guess is, I don't know if we'll know or not. My guess is it will happen. And if I had to guess, I believe maybe Aaron wants to put some sort of inscription on the jersey, like, you know, put something on the, you know, write something on the number or whatever and send it over. That would be my guess of what happened.
I agree with you. I know for a fact that Trevor said, no, I don't think it's going to happen. I can absolutely see Rodgers being that guy and being like, no, listen, you know, after all this, and the kid beat me, he had a great game, you know, I'm gonna sign it, I'm gonna do something nice and send it to him.
That's just me being annoyed it didn't happen on the field. That's all.
I think he would have done that no matter what. I think he would have probably signed something, put it on. I think it's also, you know, when those two are in such high profile situations and they have that moment and Jordan's getting interviewed after the game, I think sometimes the jersey swap in that situation can be a little bit awkward. Also, Aaron said prior to the game that the person he wanted to jersey swap with was Jordan, and Jordan obviously wanted to jersey swap with Aaron. So I don't think there's any controversy here, and I don't think there's any bad blood. There clearly is a connection between the two. So yeah, I think it happens, and whether or not we ever know about it or not, that I don't know.
Last question, Andy, do you have blackout shades in your room? Cause I think you're going to need them. It's awfully sunny outside.
I do not have blackout shades, but I need to get blackout under my eye to match the whole look here moving forward. So that's what I need to do. But yes, it's a great time to be a Packers fan. I'll agree with you there.
Well, love it. If you're going to wear that helmet every Victory Monday, then next Monday when we do another one of these, outside of Friday, obviously, when you join us again, how about the eye black next time? We'll just keep adding. We're just going to keep adding things
full outfit,
shoulder pads, jersey. By the time this season's done, if they keep winning, you're going to be fully decked out in gear.
It's like an opposite of the movie Major League scenario.
Andy, are you here in Green Bay where I'm at?
Yeah, I'm in Sabisky, Wisconsin, technically, but yeah, it's basically Green Bay.
If we get to the point where you're in full uni, doing that interview here live.
Oh,
in the studio.
Here we
100%.
Go.
All right. Doing
that. You guys are responsible for the shipment of other said equipment then in that scenario.
Deal.
So that
deal.
If every single Monday morning I see on my doorstep there's a new piece of equipment out, I will absolutely put it on. So that's the deal.
I love it.
Careful what you wish for. Andy Herman at Andy Herman NFL on Twitter, and of course, most famous from the Pack a Day podcast. If you're not watching that or listening to that, you are missing out. He joins us every Monday and every Friday here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Go back to bed, Andy. We'll see you next time.
I can't wait. Thanks so much, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.